Affectionate words whispered are lost on someone who can't hear them. If you're missing the soft words in your life, then remember Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centers, can help so you don't lose those special moments and the opportunity to hold someone's hand. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today is National Handholding Day. A reminder of the quiet strength found in a simple gesture. Holding hands is one of the most human things we do. It says, I'm here with you. It's comfort without words, support without pressure, and in a way to stay connected even in uncertain moments. I see that kind of connection every day in our clinic, whether it's a daughter holding her father's hand as he takes the first step towards better hearing, a spouse offering steady reassurance while their partner listens to the world more clearly than they have in years. Helping someone hear again is about more than technology. It's about restoring confidence and connection. And that starts with how we guide people through the process. We never rush decisions. We don't talk over anyone's head, but instead we take the time to explain each step, answer every question, and make sure our patients feel in control of their choices. Because confidence doesn't come from being told what to do. It comes from being supported, informed, and treated like a partner in the process. Much like holding someone's hand, it's not about taking over. It's about walking beside them. And when people feel supported like that, something beautiful happens. They stop feeling unsure. They stop feeling overwhelmed. They start asking more questions, participating more fully, and stepping forward with clarity and confidence. So today, on National Handholding Day, think about the people who've helped you feel steady and consider who you might support in return. Whether that means offering reassurance to a loved one who has been struggling to hear, or finally reaching out for help yourself, remember this: support doesn't have to be loud. Sometimes it's as simple as being present, listening fully, and walking the path together, one confident step at a time.
Edmund, I know people who have phoned me and thanked me because they say you listen and you explain and you hold their hand through the process of achieving their best hearing. Anyone listening who is either struggling with their hearing or knows someone who is, here's an opportunity to have your ears checked, to have things explained to you, your options given to you, so you can make an informed decision. The number to reach Edmund is 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. And if you're wondering where you can find Edmund, I'm just going to ask him to give us the locations so that you can know that it's worth the drive to find him and get the help you need. So Edmund, your locations?
So we have two locations, Marilyn. One is at 702 Coxwell Avenue, which is located just north of Danforth Avenue. This is our location that's closest to the Coxwell subway station. So if you're coming by TTC, the Coxwell subway station is walking distance from where we are. This, unfortunately, is not our accessible location, but it is very, very accessible in terms of getting to us. In terms of the accessible location, we have a location in Scarborough inside the Parkway Mall. This location is fully accessible. It's a little bit harder to get to by TTC, but there's plenty of parking if you're driving, and this location serves many, many people in all areas of the city.
So Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, two locations to serve you, and one phone number will get you started. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.